Hi everyone, it's Roger here from What's On at Disney Plus with a weekly Q&A. So we are live here, live on YouTube. So I can see we've got a few people in the chat, including Matt, Dana and Chuck. If you can hear me, just let me know. Okay, so we do this live chat. I'm live every week, and this is a chance for our Patreon and our YouTube channel members to submit questions in advance so I can answer them. Plus, we also have the live chat for YouTube channel members so they can put in questions as well. So the idea really is I tend to jump into the pre-done questions and then we do it live. Generally go for about 45 minutes. If the questions run out, then we end a little bit earlier. So that's how we tend to work. And both Dana and Matt can hear me, so that's always a good thing. I hope you're okay if you're here. Hopefully as well, it's cool where it is because it's been really hot today and we're in the middle of a heat wave here in the UK. So yeah, I've just literally just turned the air conditioning off because it was getting a little bit warm. Right. Okay. So let's jump into it. You can also submit your questions through the Super Chat function as well. And all of this helps towards funding the channel and the website and just kind of helping pay for the bills, etc. So, and Kelly's just made it in time. Right. Okay. So let's start off with the first question. So this came from Man Mode. What do you think Disney will, when do you think Disney will announce the lineup for Disney Plus Day? So Disney Plus Day this year, it's going to be a little bit different. It's taking place on Thursday, the 8th of September. And there's going to be some special new content being released, including Pinocchio, which is a brand new film featuring Tom Hanks. This year's going to be a little bit different than last year's because it's actually taking place the day before the D23 Expo, which is taking place in Anaheim in California. And there's going to be lots of presentations, lots of news coming out of that weekend. So there's going to be a lot of stuff coming out of D23. So this year's Disney Plus Day, the actual official press release did not state that there's going to be any news announcements. So just bear that in mind that it's not going to be the same as last year with announcements on the day because they've got a 3-day event taking place in California. They might do some stuff on social media, but nothing big. And they're going to be keeping all of that because there's panels for Disney, live action, Pixar. There's also Walt Disney Animation, Lucasfilm and Marvel. So they're all going to be making announcements on D23 weekend. There's already a schedule kind of put together in terms of how that's working. So Disney Plus Day is going to be a little bit different. There is going to be exclusive content being released, like I said, with Pinocchio. There's also going to be special events taking place, some special offers. I suspect this will be a good day that they will kind of try and get you to sign up for a year, a special bonus. Also probably trying to get the D23 people because a lot of them that went to the last event in 2019 got a 3-year deal. I don't think they're going to get another 3-year deal. It'll probably just be a slightly discounted 1-year deal. But if you're at the D23 Expo, you're probably more likely going to keep your subscription anyway because you're a Disney fan. There's also probably going to be some events. They did it last year. They made all the theme parks go blue with light ups and photo opportunities. I expect they'll do the same thing there. Some pop-up events maybe as well. They haven't announced too much detail. As far as when they're actually going to announce all of this, I would expect they're going to want to get next weekend out the way with San Diego Comic-Con. They're probably going to want to focus on that this week, get that out the way, do all the announcements next weekend of whatever they're doing. We don't really know too much more. Also, they haven't actually announced August's lineup yet for what's coming onto Disney Plus. So they're probably going to want to get that out the way in the coming week ahead as well. And once they do that there, they will probably then start dropping some hints about what's coming in September and those Disney Plus Day reveals. I don't think we're probably going to, we might not even hear about some of this stuff maybe until August, the first week of August. But let me know what you think of, you know, all of these kind of things with what you're expecting to see for Disney Plus Day. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Like I said, I wouldn't be at all surprised if we see it like a Pixar short, maybe something maybe Returning Red, something like that. Might be a little short that we might get, or maybe even a Lightyear one, something like that. Wouldn't be at all surprised as well if we got Thor: Love and Thunder on that day, but they're not going to announce that until much nearer the time because they're going to want to get as many people going to the cinema as possible. They could also hold back Lightyear for that day, though I suspect that one might be dropping a little bit earlier. But yeah, as far as to when I think it's going to be coming, the announcements will probably start rolling out once we get into August. Right. So we've got a super chat here from Luke. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much. So when do we know when the next season of What We Do in the Shadows is coming to Disney Plus? I'm sure I remember it being announced, but it seems to have gone. Well, they did. They have announced that season 4 is coming to Disney Plus around the world. It was part of a press release from FX. They said, however, it seems to be some weird stuff going on with FX right now in terms of we don't seem to be getting a global release for a lot of stuff. We don't seem to be getting like anything on the same time frame that America is getting it. Like Old Man, Under the Banner of Heaven, The Bear. All the new releases recently, Reservation Dogs, we seem to be getting them all much later than we're seeing internationally. And I don't know if that's because of some issues maybe with like some channels like in Canada. I think what we do in the shadows has also got some other issues here in the UK. We don't yet know if the BBC still have access to that content, which might slow it down a little bit of when it gets onto Disney Plus here in the UK. But it will come eventually, but FX stuff, just the I couldn't even guess when this stuff's coming, because there has just been no no way of kind of even be able to guess it. But yeah, so hopefully it will be coming pretty soon. It also seems to be kind of sliding into this other idea. They seem to be wanting to get it out in America, and then almost like, right, once it's been out in America, then we can kind of say it's coming everywhere else. It might be due to all the dubbing and the subtitles that they got to put in for the rest of Europe, because they do tend to like to launch it everywhere. But they've been, even that's been a bit hit and miss. Things like was it America the Beautiful was like UK English speaking countries first, and other countries getting it later. So I wish I had a definite answer for you, but hopefully that we will get an announcement. I'm hoping that we will get the UK list for August. And the fact that it's coming out in July on Hulu in the US would indicate it's probably coming pretty soon. Right. Okay. So hope that one answered, Ben. Thank you again so much. We've got quite a few ESPN sort of stuff to talk about here. So Kelly said, with ESPN getting a price hike, how will this impact Disney Plus going forward? Keeping in mind that once the ad-supported tier launches, there will be two separate tiers for both ad-supported. Now, me and James, actually, we spoke about this a little bit on yesterday's podcast. That was kind of the main feature topic. So my gut now is that with the price rise coming in, and it's going up on the 23rd of August up to $9.99 in the US, this very much to me now says that they want to keep ESPN Plus as a separate platform. They've got a lot of stuff that they spent a lot of money on, and they can put more things on it. I don't think this will be the last of the price rises. I know at the minute the streaming bundles is they haven't announced a price rise. I suspect they are waiting until the Disney Plus changes and does whatever they're doing with this ad tier. That might change the streaming bundle. You might have a cheaper streaming bundle with an ad version of Disney Plus. That might be a way of doing it. But yeah, I think it would make a lot of sense to have an ESPN hub inside of Disney Plus where we get access to a selected number of titles, and like those Freddy for 30 documentaries, and also maybe some live sports that are streaming on Hulu or ABC. So not everything, but they can kind of use it as like a little bit of a hub, and then you pay extra to get access to ESPN Plus. It doesn't make sense why they haven't done it, because of the fact of, you know, it's the same username and ID so that's easy. But I suspect it's had a lot to do with the advertising thing, that when they can do advertising then on live sports and all the bits and pieces, because I think that will be part of the announcement, that you'll be able to access ESPN Plus within the bundle. And it also says with the price increases coming, will there be a way to remove ESPN Plus and still have the Disney bundle? I don't use ESPN Plus, but have the Disney bundle. What you can do is you can go into Hulu and you can add Disney Plus for just a couple of dollars. So that's one way of doing it, and it's a bit cheaper than the bundle. So yeah, maybe keep an eye, maybe just, you know, it's a pain that they're doing it, but they obviously want to get everyone locked in. But you can just have Hulu, and then you have this cheap little bundle put on the side. Okay, another quick ESPN question. So Mama says, what do you think of Disney increasing the price of ESPN Plus to $9.99 per month, and how will it affect Disney Plus? As I said, and also Matt asked, do you think ESPN Plus will be merged into Disney Plus? Now that they've done this price rise, I don't think we're going to see ESPN merging in with Disney Plus fully. I think they're going to keep them separate so they can keep the price better. I don't think it's good for Disney Plus fans to have to pay more for sport that they're not maybe going to watch. And then you have it as a bolt-on, as an add-on within Disney Plus eventually at some point. I think that's, and they're going to slowly shift away from Hulu and just, you know, have the two. I think ESPN, you know, they've kind of got us used to the idea that there might be some sports in Disney Plus with all of these ESPN documentaries. And if you've got a little nice little hub with a little, maybe a little bit of live sports like they put on Hulu, and then you just, you know, or you want to have access to more, you've then got to just upgrade. That's how I think it would be. Right. Okay. So we let's do a few of the live questions. Let's see what we've got going on here. So Matt says, when does the ad tier come to Disney Plus? They have not announced a date just yet. Hopefully we will find out something pretty soon. We do have a quarterly results coming up in a few weeks. So that might be a good time to do it. Or they might just be holding off till D23 at this point. They might just be waiting to do that one. Matt also asked, what are you looking forward to on Disney Plus in 2023? I think Skeleton Crew is the one I'm looking forward to from the Star Wars point of view. Secret Invasion is another Marvel series that I'm really looking forward to. Ironheart, that could be a lot of fun. New character, not too sure about that one. So that'd be fun to see how they do that one. Percy Jackson and the Olympians. If we can get that next year, that'll be fantastic. Okay, so Kayla says, I don't see ESPN Plus merged with Disney Plus. If anything, it'll be a premium add-on because there are Disney Plus subscribers who don't watch sports. I completely agree with you. Because of the fact that the other streaming platforms have all been starting to add sports in, I think we are going to get some ESPN content, but then you're going to have to upgrade to get that extra. But yeah, I totally agree with you on that one completely. Let's see what else we have got here. So Chuck says, what are your thoughts on Marvel doing a live stream from Comic-Con? So I noticed on YouTube today, they have put up all these feeds for San Diego Comic-Con. Now, it's important to note, this doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be live streaming the panels or the big H panel. Usually what they've done in the past is they have a set where they're live streaming from and people will come in and do interviews. They'll be plugging new merchandise. It's not normally the actual panels itself. It's just like with Star Wars Celebration, they did the similar thing. They have a stage set up for the live stream, but that doesn't mean to say that they actually stream the panels. So just keep that aware. The live streams aren't probably going to be the actual panels. Let's see what else we've got here. Okay, so Tracy asks, what panels are you going to go see at the D23? So I will be going to see, planning to go see all the main, the big ones. So we've obviously got the Disney 100th opening one that opens up on that Friday. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with that one there. I don't know if they might announce something for the Disney 100 for Disney Plus, maybe at that point. But it's primarily going to be about the future, the next year for the 100th anniversary. Later that afternoon, I believe, then it is the Pixar and the Disney showcase. So I will be attending that one. The following day, we've also got there's a Marvel and a Lucasfilm. So definitely be going in and seeing that one. And then in the afternoon there is a live action, I think it's a Disney branded television are doing one, so that should be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to those panels. And then on the Sunday it is the parks in the morning, so I'll be going there and just being able to enjoy it as a park fan, because I'm going to be going to Disneyland while I'm there. And the afternoon one is a princess one, so this princess concert. If I've not done everything around the panel, because I'm going to be trying to do all like the Disney Plus related panels and shows that are in other places. So Sunday afternoon might just be a case of me just looking around at some of the other bits and pieces that I might have missed. So the concert is not as high on my list of things to do as everything else. So I might just see. Right. Let's jump into some other questions. There's a few more here. So, Mamma says, when will Disney release the August list and what do you think we will get? Okay, so we tend to get, there was always this kind of thing that they would drop around about the 15th of the month. And over the last few weeks or last few months, they've been a little bit later, much more later into the month. So while it would be nice to have it maybe Monday or Tuesday for the list, I'll be looking out for it all week. It could drop Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It could even slide into the next week again, because they've been really late in doing it, especially at the minute where they're not putting out as much. I think because we've got Andor and we have got She-Hulk, I'm trying to think what else we could get that might come in there. I'm wondering if we might get, and then we've got I Am Groot. So yeah, I'm not sure if there'll be much else in terms of Disney Plus originals, but it's always hard to tell. There's usually always one or two filler shows that we don't know anything about. Daniel says, with the rumor that the Fantastic Four MCU cast will be revealed at the D23, who do you think will be a good fit to play Marvel's first family? I've seen a lot of this stuff going around, and whether or not they announce it there or at San Diego, I think the whole thing of doing fan casting, I will be way off. And also, to be honest, I think they need to go younger, people that we don't know, that they're cheaper, they can sign them into much longer contracts. I think the thing that we saw, I think that John that was in the Doctor Strange film, I don't think he was in. I think it was just a parallel universe thing that people were expecting. It would be nice it would be a nice way to do it if they did it. But yeah, I think it's just all over the place at the minute. And as your next question says, with the hints of the mutants in the MCU and the X-Men 97 series next year, do you think Marvel will announce a new X-Men movie in the near future, such as D23? I would expect now that they've started setting up the X-Men in two projects so far, obviously three projects. We've got the animated series, Doctor Strange, and also now Miss Marvel. I wouldn't be at all surprised if they announced the X-Men project at San Diego or at D23, either one of them two. Matt says, what do you think they will add on Disney Plus on the Disney 100th anniversary? So not necessarily thinking it's going to be the 100th anniversary. Disney are celebrating like the 100th anniversary all year. So there's going to be like a year-long event. I'm hoping, and I'm really hoping, that we start seeing like a regular drop of library content from the Disney archive. Start getting stuff in there. I don't necessarily think we need to have one day where they just give us 50 things. Give us one thing a week, you know, give us some movies, give us some shows, just start giving us some content regularly, because they've just done no library content at all for almost the last 7 months. So I'm hoping it's a planned year-long advertising campaign rather than just a one-off drop and forget about it. Okay, so Tracy says, when will we get Disney 100 content here in the UK? I wish I knew, because the UK library, usually with the library content, once it starts dropping out, it will start going out everywhere over a case of a few weeks and a few months. The fact that because even in the UK, I mean, we get a lot of stuff every week, but it's not Disney. A lot of it is, you know, 20th Century, New Regency, National Geographic. There's not a lot of Disney stuff. So if you actually look at the Disney list of what's been dropping, there's not been as much. So Kelly said, on this day in 1955, Disneyland opened and the rest is history. Yeah, it's amazing to think, you know, of how long that park's been around. I can't wait to go back this year. I'm so ready for a Disney trip. Kayla said, both Disney and Warner Brothers are celebrating 100 years in 2023. Speaking of Warner Brothers, it's rumored of them making a HBO Max and Amazon channel. Well, HBO Max was, I think, part of Amazon anyway. I know you can do it through Hulu at the minute in the US. It's just really just a way that you can access HBO content through Amazon. I think it's just the fact that they lost millions of subscribers, and Warner Brothers are quite happy to, you know, like, well, if you subscribe through us or through Amazon, as long as you're subscribed to us, we get your money. So I think it's more just like, that's just the way they're looking at it. Let's see what else we've got here. Tim says, do you see Disney closing down the side streaming platforms like Disney Now down the line? I think Disney Now will close down at some point. However, I think it's going to be probably years away, depending on the contracts that are in place with the cable companies. And I think that's definitely the issue really with that one. But yeah, so I think it will do eventually, but it might take a little bit longer than we all were maybe thinking. Matt says, what do you think Disney Plus will update Shure collection with new stuff that came out in 2022? I'm not sure about the Shure collection, but yeah, they will be adding more collections for certain. I'm not quite too sure quite what you mean by that one. Tracy asks, do you think that Sky will have an ad-supported tier in the bundle, or will they keep it as it is? So Disney Plus in the UK is going to get a ad-supported tier. It will be coming in 2023. And obviously, if you access it through Sky, you'll be able to have the bundle. You will get it through that through Sky because you're just using the app. So once you're in it, it's that's how it'll work. So yeah, I suspect we will be getting it. It's just going to be coming next year. Baba Trolling says, do you think that Disney will sell A&E to Warner Media? I doubt it. I don't think they probably will want to. I mean, they'll probably want to keep it themselves. Yes, I can't imagine them wanting to do that one there. And we've got one more last question coming in here from Connor. He said, do you think American Horror Story Season 11 would become the UK's only FX show to drop weekly? Well, yeah, we're going to be getting Under the Banner of Heaven is going to be dropping weekly here in the UK. But yeah, I definitely think like that. It was the only one to air on Fox before its closure last year, and double feature followed other Fox shows and airing new episodes on Disney. But yeah, I think we'll definitely be getting them weekly. Same thing as what we had with American Horror Stories. I think they'll be spreading them out. Continue to get your live questions in because we've got a couple more left. Matt says, what shows to see hearing live on Disney Plus besides Dancing with the Stars? So I think, you know, they could start adding in things like Good Morning America. That could be something that they could start bringing in. They could bring in live streams of ABC News. Also, you could have live events, live concerts, like the Elton John concert, maybe, or the concerts is definitely one that opens it up. Live streams from the theme parks, but also like special events, like, you know, if they're doing like the comedy one, they put it on Disney Plus last year for Christmas. You know, I think there's a lot of opportunities for them to open it up. I don't necessarily think game shows, because that doesn't tend to work, but it just opens it up. You know, you get things like the Oscars, you get award ceremonies, they can do things like that, and sports and stuff. There's just a big, I think the sports side is where we're really going to see stuff dropping in. Baba Trolling says, I think they overpriced ESPN Plus so that they can get people to sub to the Disney bundle. I think there is that, definitely, but I would expect, it depends what they're going to be doing with these ad bundles, with how it's all going to work together. But I also think generally Disney are spending a fortune on live sports, and they're going to have to pay for it. And Disney and ESPN Plus was always like this add-on to ESPN cable, but now more and more people are just having... they're going to need to put more, and the only way they can put in more is to put the price up. I essentially think ESPN Plus is just going to become ESPN's main outlet, and then they'll be putting live stuff on there and on cable at the same time. Kelly says, I don't see A&E being sold since Warner Brothers Discovery pretty much covers it. If anything, I could see Comcast selling their part of it or all their Hulu shows to the A&E network. A&E already has a deal with Hulu. I this whole thing with Hulu at the minute, it's so messy. And I mean, it's being picked up not just by, I mean, I've been saying it for years, but everyone now, you know, there is that kind of thing of like, well, where does Hulu fit? What's going on with it? I mean, I think Disney are working with A&E a lot. I think they've just got to sort of unbundle themselves from all of each other. And yeah, hopefully they can get all this sorted. Tracy says that now we have NCS on Disney Plus, will we get more CBS shows? I think the only reason we got NCS in the UK was because the old Fox channel had the rights to it, because we haven't had the other NCIS show. So I think it's more just the fact that they had the rights to it. Same thing like with like Criminal Minds and things like that. But yeah, I don't think we'll have as much. But CBS, you know, I mean, CBS technically made was it the I've gone blank then. The president one, future Diary of a Future President. That's it. I've had a brain fart then. Yeah, so I don't think we're getting too much more. It just depends on what content they have got in. Right, moving on from there. So Stuart says, would it be cool if they could release a movie about the creation of Disneyland announced for Disney Plus last year for Disney's 100th anniversary? Yeah, I hope they can add more stuff like this. This will be a great thing for them to announce at D23, especially even like in the parks panel. That would be a great place to drop that announcement to do that there. There is a Mickey Mouse documentary that's coming. But yeah, they could definitely, that is where you do that announcement and it will get to the biggest audience. I hope so anyway. Tim says, is it possible for Hulu and Disney to pick up recently canceled shows like Close Enough, for example? The problem is with other networks picking up TV shows is first, there's a couple of problems. First off, not just picking up the new show, but they're also going to want to have access to the old show as well. So there's no point just having, you know, say, I don't know that one. So say Close Enough, say season 5. I'll just pick a number out of my head. Well, Disney would want seasons 1 to 4 as well. So that might not be included. But also the problem is it was canceled for a reason. And usually that's down to low viewership or the costs of it. So generally you don't want to pick that up. You know, Netflix has picked a few up in the past because they think there's some money in it. As far as Disney is concerned, picking up somebody else's seconds, it just doesn't, they might as well spend that money on their own content. You know, they don't need to be spending money on like leftovers from somebody else. I mean, Disney are canceled, you know, ABC canceled enough stuff as it is. And there's a reason why you don't see many of them being picked up. The Right Stuff wasn't, Rebel wasn't. There's been a few shows that just other companies are just like, no, well, I don't want it. If it's not good enough for you, then why would I want it? So that's, I think it's better just to put your money into something else at that point. You know, it's not working. So Dana says, Brian and Bob were at a convention together a week or so again. Do you think they did any talking about Hulu? I would hope so. I would hope that they had some conversations. Personally, I feel like a deal has... I would expect there's been a deal been done either at that event or way before that. And they are... My gut reaction is that the ad tier and the parental controls being added to Disney Plus is the gateway to merging the two together or doing something. And the fact that there's been radio silence on everything, they might be sorting out the deal or anything, but I don't think Hulu can survive in its current format, and I don't think Disney Plus is going to really get those high numbers. It's not going to get to that next stage up by keep doing these bits and pieces. Matt says, what do you think of stuff that will come out for the 2020 for Shark Collection be ad? I don't know. I haven't watched any of it. For some reason here in the UK, we're only getting like the second, like we are getting some Shark Fest stuff. I noticed today there was a Shark Fest bit pieces, but it's nearly most of them are older shows like Shark Beach with Chris Hemsworth. And like, we're not getting as many of the new ones like we are in the US. They'll probably come down the line. It's always been a little bit slower in getting National Geographic content onto Disney Plus here in the UK. So Chuck says, did you hear about the rumored World War Hulk series coming to Disney Plus? I haven't heard about it. I think it's all going to come down to, can they actually do World War Hulk? They might not be allowed to with Universal. I don't know. I haven't heard about a rumored one like that one there. Yeah, I mean, it depends on how they're going to do it. I think, you know, it depends on if they introduce anything in She-Hulk. I could see them carrying on with She-Hulk a little bit more rather than getting Hulk back in. Right, so that is all the questions that have come in. So feel free to keep putting in your questions. We've got at least another 10 plus minutes, and it's summer, so it's been really busy for people. And if there isn't any questions after a bit, then we'll just finish off early and I can turn that air conditioner on. Kaylee says, the sooner Hulu pivots to live TV, the better, and Disney must brand it so everyone is confused with the Hulu branding, since it's both a streaming service and live TV at the moment. Yeah, I feel like at the minute with Hulu, we're at this point where it doesn't have a clear path. Disney aren't really promoting it properly. They're putting some great content on there. I mean, all the Emmy nominations and stuff, they're putting some good stuff on there, but it doesn't fit in the brand. You know, it doesn't fit, you know, with what they're trying to do with Disney Plus. If I always said that, you know, it's very easy now with Disney Plus in terms of how it looks for me internationally. You know, this is Disney Plus here in the UK. You know, it's got everything in here. You know, we've got everything in here sitting next to each other. You know, we've got the Princess and Solar Opposites sat right under here with zombies and the, you know, other movies and stuff. Very hard to kind of see why Disney aren't doing it in the US when they have done it in pretty much every other country around the world. It kind of, if every other country had Disney Plus like the US and we had Star Plus, for example, then I would be saying that maybe that's their just plan is to run two separate platforms. But you can look at the rest of the world and go, yeah, they've already made the plan of what they're doing. And they're seeing great success internationally. They wouldn't have launched in all of these countries this year as a combined service if it wasn't working. So I think Hulu's days are definitely numbered. Personally, I think actually Comcast probably is better off buying, they would be better off buying Hulu off of Disney at a discounted rate to have access to that live TV bundle, because that fits more with Comcast. And also, because that wouldn't surprise me at all if it's like, okay, yeah, so Hulu will live on and then it becomes the live TV version. Because it's the second most watched TV version, live TV thing in the US, because it's got about 4.5 million subscribers. YouTube TV is our biggest at 5, but it doesn't translate internationally. And I think the branding of Hulu and stuff is just very, very strange. That said, Hulu has done the right thing with 20th Century Search, like Hotstar hubs. That would be the blueprint for Disney Plus going forward. Yeah, because I feel like everywhere, I think we internationally need this as well, because I think it's a lot clearer to get stuff spread around a little bit, and it would allow for Hotstar to kind of become a better thing within Disney Plus. So and once the US does it, then it's much easier then for the rest of the world to do that, like hub change and how it all looks. Yeah, I just feel it's either going to happen sooner rather than later. It doesn't feel like 2024 they're waiting for that, because of the adding the parental controls, adding in the Daredevil films or series, and then adding in the ad tier. It just looks like this is all part of the shifting Disney Plus to be like Hulu. It gets rid of all the issues that they've had with it. Definitely see that being a way going forward. And as I just feel like the Hulu live TV is better owned by Comcast. Matt says, I would like to see a 90s and 80s collection attitude on Disney Plus. Yeah, I definitely think we need some more collections in Disney Plus, and especially decades. I think decades would be great. Dana says, with the post credit scene in 4, do you think they'll be doing a Valhalla series, or what was the point? I don't want to go too much into spoilers, but I think it was more about just kind of a nice little ending. I think that was the thing. I think it was just a nice ending to kind of, you know, so you go away happy rather than it being a series. I'd much rather see a Korg series. Stuart says, I wish Disney would promote Hulu Star Originals as being on Disney Plus abroad on things like YouTube ad and stuff for FX shows like they do for the Hulu and not Disney Plus. Well, they do stuff on their social media, and I have, you know, we see commercials here in the UK for Hulu, or for like, I was seeing shows for like Pam and Tommy. When I was at the Elton John concert a couple of weeks ago, there was great big banners for Only Murders in the Building. So they are advertising stuff. The problem is, I feel like, especially online, might be a reason why why some of the stuff's arriving a little bit later, is it does cause confusion internationally in the US, because they see like the Kardashians kind of popping up with the posters, and the posters say come to Disney Plus on August or whatever. It confuses stuff, and it feels like lately they've been like holding back on. There's a lot less promotion on that stuff because of that issue. And I'm hopefully, if that gets fixed in the US, then it will make it a lot easier. But also, they don't seem to be advertising the shows as much as I would like them to do. Matt says, NBC picked up Magnum PI from CBS. They do it. I mean, like I said, you know, they do these kind of things, but it's very rare. You know, they don't do it very often. Most of the time, they're all trying to look for something new. So T-Tan says, Thor Love and Thunder has been delayed indefinitely in Malaysia at Disney's behest. I suspect it is because there might be some issues. I don't know. I'm just going to have to check. I'm wondering if it is because of issues there with it being because of it's basically with gay content is not as permitted in Malaysia. That might be why that film is not there, and then maybe Disney are unwilling at the minute to edit it because there's some key points in there that they that throughout the film, so that might be why it has been delayed. Barbara Trolling says, I think Warner Brothers Discovery will keep on doing live TV channels. I think Disney and I think definitely Warner Brothers Discovery, they're not giving up live TV and they're not giving up streaming. They view them both as kind of like equals. And I think Disney need to do that a little bit more. I think there's no reason not to put shows on network television or on linear television, because there's an audience there that aren't on streaming. And you want to get your content out to as many people as possible and make money, you know, make money from advertising. So I don't think live TV is completely dead just yet. Kelly says, I know Hulu promoted Hotstar special shows Coffee with Karan on their Twitter recently. This is the first time they've promoted Hotstar content since integrating it. Yeah, it's been really lacking. I mean, I'm trying to get any information on any of this stuff. Just trying to work out what stuff is being released in the US. Once it starts getting added in on Disney Plus, the plan is to cover it a little bit more when it starts dropping in other countries. But it's been a bit of a weird drop in. They haven't really used it as much as I thought they might have done. Tracy said, I wish that Disney would add a 30s and 40s collection. I definitely, 100%. They need a decades collection, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, noughties, etc. Get them all in there. Right, so if you've got any more questions, feel free to pop them in. Otherwise, we shall call it a day. Let's see what we've got. Okay, so if you haven't already done so, make sure you go and check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. You've also got podcasts went up yesterday, so that one there, and we talked about in a lot more depth about ESPN Plus and Disney Plus. We also talked about some San Diego Comic-Con predictions. We also talked about this week's episode of Miss Marvel and a couple of other bits and pieces, so you'll want to check that one out. I also uploaded an interview with the editor of Fire Island, which is a Star original around the world on Disney Plus and on Hulu. Unfortunately, I did upload the wrong video this morning, so I've had to just quickly posted the new video. So definitely check that video out, because it was great. It's great having sort of these interviews and stuff. And also this video will go up as an audio one on the platform as well. So Dana says, do you feel Disney is going to take ESPN Plus global? I think so. Now, I think one of the big issues here is, and I'm going to bring this up, is sport is always a little bit tricky. I think if they integrate sport in the US, it then opens the door for everywhere else. The reason is here in the UK and across Europe and in the Middle East and North Africa, is we have this thing called ESPN Player. Now, I don't subscribe to it. I'm not a huge sports fan. So it's its own separate little app. And it's kind of like ESPN Player is a little bit like off on its own. Don't really see it being promoted. And it has access to a number of the US sports ones. So it runs in a number of countries around the world, and especially in the big thing for me, really, was that ESPN Player couldn't be merged in with Disney Plus until the Middle East and North Africa got Disney Plus. So now that they have got Disney Plus in those regions, it really opens up the door for them to be able to merge in ESPN Player. Now, they could put it in as an added as an add-on, and you pay extra. So that's definitely, I feel like that is the way they could do it. Alternatively, they could just add in ESPN. They might just add in ESPN in like some countries. Maybe if they've not got a lot of rights, they might do it like that way, because it's cheaper for them. But I suspect there will be something coming in. And it makes no sense for them to have ESPN Player out on its own. They would get a lot more subscribers if it was built into Disney Plus. But again, I feel like it needs, you know, we need that US system to come in. Tim says, why does the coming soon section keep disappearing? I think they probably had to add some stuff to it, because I know they barely ever use it. They probably either had some issues with it, or they've been playing around with the displays and stuff. I don't know what's going on with that one there. Kelly said, although I'm not sure if Comcast would buy Hulu, since Hulu is considered cable TV alternative, and Comcast is known to disparage folks who shift to cord cutting, and since Comcast is big cable. I see where you're coming from with that one there, but then they might be thinking, well, if this is happening anyway, there is millions of people moving away from it, we might as well have a piece of the pie, and there's this whole system that they already own 30% of. You know, maybe they can agree to go and like, well, we take all of our content off and you get it. And I mean, it would be a steal for Comcast if they could get it. And basically that could be a way that they might be looking at it the opposite way of going, well, we're losing those customers anyway. We might as well have them, you know, have Hulu as their version of it and kind of keep the kit. But I see what you're saying. They might not want it, but that's a very old way of looking at it. Stuart says, if Channel 4 in the UK is privatized, should Disney look at bidding it and have a linear free to air to channel? I don't think they will do. I don't think they'll want to legalize the issues with it. I don't think they'll definitely have... I don't think Disney will want all the regulations that go with it. So Tracy says, what will happen with your channel when you go to D23? Well, normally when I go on vacation, and I've got, you know, I've got one coming up in the fall, I usually just pre-record a few videos. So I pre-record some bits and pieces. D23 is going to be a little bit different because I'm out there to cover the Disney Plus content. The plan is, and I'm hoping the internet is good enough, is there'll either be a video a day of what's happened. If the internet's fast enough, it might be a live stream, because that would be the easiest way for me to do it. It's going to depend on how good the internet is at the hotel, whether or not it's a live stream or if it's pre-recorded. It might take a little bit longer to go up if it's slow internet, because I have got good internet here, so I'm kind of used to it. So my plan is to do content. I'm going out there to work. So the plan is there will be some content going up during D23, whether it be there might be live stream or it might be pre-recorded. Depends purely on the internet. It's going to be quite interesting as well. Me and James are going to try it. Our aim is to do a podcast, because we're actually going to be together for the first time. We've been podcasting like 6-7 years, maybe even a bit longer than that. So it'd be really weird that we're actually going to be in the same place to do it. So we're going to try and put one together. Matt says, do you think we're going to be getting a Miss Marvel season 2? I would like there to be a season 2, especially after the Marvels. I think it would be a good way of continuing a story. I think they need to get on it now while she's young and get these things recorded. Maybe get 2-3 seasons out of her while she's still very young. If they wait too long, then she might get a little bit too old for it. However, the viewing figures might put them off. That might be the issue that we might come into if those viewing figures are not good. A man says, if they get Miss Marvel season 2, it will be set after. Yeah, I think it's going to be set after the Marvels. We're definitely going to be getting it then. Definitely. Right. Okay. Last question. Matt says, I think once Hulu is added to Disney Plus, things will get released same time internationally. I definitely agree with you that once it's sorted in the US, it will really make things a lot easier for all of us internationally. Well, on that note, guys, thank you so much for supporting me. I'm in the live chat. Thank you very much for watching. I'll be back next week with another live Q&A. And obviously, we'll have news videos going up throughout the week. And on that note, guys, thank you very much. And we shall see you guys soon. Laters.